July 4th weekend. Got to see some fireworks, hang with the family, the buddies. Whatever you did, I hope you got a chance to chill and remember 4th of July and freedom and the freedoms that you have in this country, a mere 233 years old. That's why it's so important to me. Freedom of speech is huge. The right to bear arms. I could go through and cherry pick the ones that mean the most to me. Freedom of the press. You might not like some of the stuff you hear and see and think it's ridiculous and silly and inane and a million other things, but you know what? I'll do it too. I will stick up for that person's right to say and do it. And the reason why is because can you imagine if we had to monitor everything, then we end up just like the people in China or in Venezuela or in Iran, under some form of a dictatorship where we are being told basically what we can and cannot do. And in this country, we're a nation of laws, but we're a nation of many, many, many freedoms at a very young age. You never want to stop and fight for those freedoms. It's just a good reminder as you sit and lay back in your lawn chair and watch those fireworks, tell you that's exactly what I was thinking. And speaking of China, here's where we start on ATN with some breaking news. At least 129 people, they say, were killed in a riot by a Muslim ethnic group in the far west of China. There's just a brief few details that have come in, but you had protesters that set up dozens of cars on fire and attacked buses in a handful of hours, violence just erupting all over the place. And apparently once the police and the military presence really started to ramp up, then naturally things started to be squelched. And there have been a lot of separate sporadic things like this apparently that have happened in this one region. The people are Han Chinese, and the state television, which again, state television, aired footage that showed protesters attacking and kicking people on the ground. So that just happened a short while ago. So we move from China and all that that entails to something else happening in the world that we have a stake in a way, because we've cut off aid, certainly, to Honduras. And there's reasons to be concerned as to what's happening in Central and South America. The military blocked the runway to keep ex-President Zelaya's plane from arriving. There were thousands of protesters at the airport, so things kind of erupted in the Honduras capital, but the interim president is not backing down, and the ousted Honduran leader was pushing the soldiers for support, so it didn't become much of a standoff, even though you had the runway was blocked by groups of soldiers with all kinds of jeeps and tanks, and they lined up against a crowd of thousands. It was gearing up to be a huge chaotic scene, and the Venezuelan pilots who were carrying the ousted president Zelaya just circled around the airport and decided they weren't going to take the risk. So instead they headed for El Salvador, and they said they would try maybe Monday or Tuesday to return to power in a place where, hey, all the branches of government are lined up against this guy. So how does he return to power? I don't think so. Interim President Roberto Micheletti wouldn't let the plane land, so they wouldn't negotiate until things returned to normal. That once the country was calmed down, then they would be the authentic representatives of the people. So there was some violence, as I said, around the airport. One guy was killed, shot in the head. from inside the airport because they tried to break a security fence. So a couple of people were treated for some minor injuries, some bruises and that kind of stuff with the scrapes that were happening. But the Zelaya reign is essentially over. He wasn't, they didn't prosecute him. They didn't try to defeat him at the ballot box. But instead, soldiers flew Zelaya out of the country at gunpoint. And then Congress installed Micheletti in his place. That's it in a nutshell. That is exactly what happened. But the other part of the story is the new government said, we're going to arrest him if he shows up for 18 alleged criminal acts, including treason, failing to implement more than 80 laws approved by Congress since he took office in 2006. And, hey, he didn't comply with the Supreme Court ruling against his planned referendum on whether to hold an assembly to consider changing the Constitution. So, in other words, he was doing whatever he damn well felt like he was going to do. And I guess that's a dictator, isn't it? But President Barack Obama has united with Hugo Chavez and the conservative Colombian president in insisting on Zelaya's return. So, you know, who's at fault here? Why do we want this dictator in this government, what they've decided they don't want, because of this alliance with Hugo Chavez? Again, by all accounts, Zelaya, who was a wealthy rancher who shifted to the left during his presidency, drew most of the supporters, the people that backed him, from the working and middle classes. His opponents are in an even wealthier set. Micheletti's vice foreign minister says the interim government, look, we're willing to have conversations in good faith. We're willing to do this in Washington. So in Washington now, the Obama administration is saying, well, this is a positive sign. So he could be flying around, Zelaya could, in that plane for quite a while, and it'll just keep going round and round and round. And he's not getting back into the country. If he goes back into the country, he'll be arrested. And then where were his friends leave him? Of course, Chavez is blaming the United States and saying this is a CIA-led thing, that they were the ones who actually escorted him out. So the so-called friendship or stab at friendship with Barack Obama was very short-lived, if you're listening to what Hugo Chavez has been spitting out about this whole thing. Besides Sarah Palin, there were other politics to speak of. The South Carolina governor is probably happy because she pushed him out of the limelight, at least for now. That's how it is, you know, in the news business. We know it is like lightning how things change, isn't it? But in the meantime, Joe Biden was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and, you know, he made a goodwill trip to Iraq, and he talked about a couple of things, including the economy. Yeah, we got that up next. Hang with us.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinette, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 3rd, 2009. Gold's at $933.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $960.74, $480.37 for a half ounce, and $240.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $960.74, $480.37, and $240.18.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
A lot of people are getting out the good book, especially to, that's what happens, you know. We have the peaks and valleys in our life, and you're getting down in those deep valleys. And when it comes to the economy, if you're struggling and trying to make ends meet, boy, you're really hitting the good book. Seriously, isn't that the truth, right? So Vice President Joe Biden was on this week with George Stephanopoulos, and he talked about a ton of different things, including the economy. Stephanopoulos asked him, you know, what was the deal with the stimulus? Ultimately, they pushed the stimulus plan through, saying that, okay, if we get the stimulus through, then the unemployment should be like at 8%. It should start to tick in the different direction. But now unemployment is 9.5%, is crazy high, should be 10% at the end of the year, the way it's looking. And besides that, if you really took in underemployment or also people who, I guess underemployment would be part-time workers too, if you put that all into account, it would be really a higher number, because I would consider it almost over 10%. But anyway, here's what Biden said about the stimulus package, and geez, what happened?
The truth is, we and everyone else misread the economy. The figures we worked off of in January were the consensus figures of most of the blue chip indexes out there. Everyone thought at that stage, no one was talking about that we would be moving toward, we're worried about 10.5% or be 9.5% at the, well, look, we're much too high. We're at 9.5 right now. And so the truth is, there was a misreading of just how bad an economy we inherited. Now, I'm not laying the assignment. It's now our responsibility. So the second question becomes, did the economic package we put in place, including the Recovery Act, is it the right package given the circumstances we're in? And we believe it is the right package given the circumstances we're in. We misread how bad the economy was, but we are now only about 120 days into the recovery package.
All right, so now we're talking about recovery package. Boy, $787 billion, that was the economic stimulus package. So the money was supposed to be spent over 18 months, and it was supposed to include, what, $7 billion for broadband internet service, money for high-speed rail, also the electrical grid and all that other sort of stuff. Now there's discussion about a second stimulus package. Boy, you think of how we are just ticking up that national debt. And I don't think we want a second stimulus because we'll never, ever climb out of that hole at this rate. Already it's going to be pretty impossible. But here's the problem is you see the number at almost 10%. How do you recover when you have people who aren't getting their tax returns, their money back from the states because they can't pay them yet? And if you live in California, you filed your taxes, you were expecting to get the money back, the stuff you paid on, and now it's money that you need, but you don't get it back, or you're in Georgia, or you're in Alabama, or one of the other states, that's got to be pretty tough. Because you paid in January, February, or whatever, you filed, and you didn't, and you're counting on this money. I guess now you can't count, you got to pay these taxes. You got to be concerned about putting money into the state coffers, but geez, don't know when you're going to get it back. That's been pretty rough on people. So how are people going to spend when in these next couple of months, even through the summer, how does the U.S. economy grow later in the year when you've got home prices still falling? You have 1 in 10 workers without a paycheck. The consumer spending isn't this right? Is what drives the money. I mean, this is what drives the growth, the stimulus, et cetera. That's the whole idea. So I would think it's going to be weak for a little bit longer. When you look at the past couple of months, when you look at the housing industry, when you look at auto industries, and you did see a little bit of a jump where houses were concerned in May. So that might be a little bit of a good sign, but in auto sales, definitely declining, definitely leveled off in June. Ford even reported a small decline. So is that going to snap back? Because when you look at the GDP, all of this, you look at GM, you look at Chrysler, all that sort of stuff, and that is a huge drag on our GDP. Absolutely. Houses, cars, but that's not the only thing. People have to buy. That's what gets the economy going. If the people aren't buying, it's not generating anything. The money is not out there. And if unemployment is going to move up another percentage point, it's pretty tough. I mean, you're going to see it slow down, I think, even more if it keeps going at this rate with jobless rates rising to a 26-year high. Yikes. Not good for the confidence, I think, of the American people, right? I can speak for everybody. Do you feel confident in the direction that we're heading? I would have to say no. And, boy, you really don't want that second stimulus because that's more money being thrown out there that has to come out of somewhere. So now you're talking about a more of a drag ultimately, futuristically, on this huge, ridiculous deficit. I'll tell you what, coming up we're gonna put somebody in the dungeon. I do not think once I send him this key that he will come on America Tonight. But one never knows. Let's just say it has to do with an ex-mayor and a stalking charge. I'm not gonna tell you who it is. I'll tell you in another 6-7 minutes. It's a name that's been in the news for other ridiculous things, and now this time it has to do with stalking. I would have put these idiots in the dungeon, but I have no desire to have them as guests on America Tonight. Plus, from prison, I don't think that I think I'd have a hard time hooking that up unless we went and filmed something. And frankly, they wouldn't be worth it. But it's interesting what they did. A dozen people have been arrested, and check this out, 33 pounds of heroin worth $30 million. How do you hide $30 million worth of heroin that you're trying to get on the street? Well, you stuff it inside a Build-A-Bear toy. And that's what they did. It was a big drug bust in the Bronx. It happened heading in to the weekend and headed. It happened like late Friday, I think. And they broke up this drug ring because they sold thousands, hundreds of thousands of small bags of drugs. That's how they were breaking it down. And the drugs were stamped with names like Barack Obama, swine flu, crime 360. They also ended up getting a little bit of cashola in this bust. $150,000 was picked up. But I think the fascinating part is how clever they were. And this is the whole thing about keeping in front of this, keeping in front of the bad guys. They stuffed them inside the Build-A-Bear. And obviously they got tipped off. Otherwise, it might have been pretty tough to nail them. But they busted it open and found that they were stuffed in those toys. If you've ever been to a Build-A-Bear store, I've taken my nephew when he was a kid. And that's what you do. You're building a bear. You stuff all the stuff in there. So it would be pretty easy, I would think, to disguise it. Obviously, they got the inside skinny on it, and they were able to nail them. But hey, you know, an A for effort. But of course, you're the bad guys. And do we want all that heroin on the street and people getting more and more addicted? And what can that ultimately do to your life, right? Well, this was just good old-fashioned fun. It had nothing to do with drugs. But American Joey Chestnut defeated Taikaru Kobayashi now for 2 years running in the July 4th hot dog eating contest. Crazy how many hot dogs that he downed. But and Joey Chestnut is just a skinny little guy. I mean, a thin little guy. And he inhaled the hot dogs. I mean, how you can do this in a handful of minutes, I don't know. I mean, his two wins have been incredibly dramatic. 66 dogs in 2007, that's what he did. And last year he beat Kobayashi in a overtime eat-off. How many hot dogs did Joey Chestnut eat this time around? Anybody have any idea? Don't worry, I'll tell you next. 800-259-5791 if you want to jump into the fray.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
for a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged
back. Yeah, ain't that a kick in the head or a kick in the throat? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, everywhere in between here in America tonight. Joey Chestnut comes up with number 3 straight. He eats a record 68 hot dogs at Coney Island. Yeah, crazy. Could you eat 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes? This kid is 25 years old. I do not know how you do it. I do not know how anyone can eat that many hot dogs. Ugh, I don't even... In 10 minutes? If I was really being serious, maybe 3 or 4. I mean, even then, I think I'd probably struggle with it. But that's, I mean, now it's a competition. Is that crazy? Did anybody eat that many hot dogs over the weekend? 800-259-5791. Talking about a ton of things, including what's up the sleeves of Sarah Palin, and has this killed her political career by the fact that she resigned late on Friday? She's done in a couple of weeks saying that she didn't want to be a lame ducker. Now, she was paying a ton in legal fees because all these ethics charges were coming up, but she was cleared of everything except for two that are left on the books. And as I said, we've got somebody that we're going to throw into the dungeon. I'm going to do that coming up. But first, let's check in on Jer in St. Louis. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Kate. As far as Sarah Palin goes, I don't think she's got the stamina for president, you know, to be a president. I think she'd be an excellent senator, an excellent senator for Alaska. I don't think they could find a better one. So I hope she stays in politics, but I just don't think presidency's. I think it's just too much for her. You know,
yeah, I don't think she's I don't think she's the right presidential material either.
Yeah.
I don't
a
think
senator.
So, no.
How about a senator? Wouldn't she be great for any state as a senator?
Well, here's
to get things for your state, I think, should be terrific.
Well, here's the thing. She would need to get the backing of the people in Alaska. And here's the thing about Sarah Palin. People either really like her or they really don't like her. She's very polarizing.
Even in Alaska, you mean?
Yeah, even in Alaska a little bit, especially now with, here's the people in Alaska saying, wait, we voted for you and now you have 16 months left, why are you abandoning us?
Yeah, so, it's tough on her, because she did have a big decision to make there. But what I was calling about, do you have any idea when the cap and trade, I call it the tax cap and trade tax consumption bill, do you have any idea when it's going to be, put up before Congress,
because
they're going
on the Senate.
They're going on recess in August, and I heard the health bill and also the cap and trade. Maybe they may try to pass that. And
no,
here's
what I know: the climate control bill that went squeaked through the House. Now what I've heard is that, no, it's not going to get taken up until, of course, Obama wants it to go through and is lobbying basically the senators, but I heard it's not going to be taken up until the fall. As you said, they recess in August, so I heard it's going to be the fall because of health and everything else that's already in front of it.
Are they going to try for health?
They're going to try for health, and I think that the climate control will be pushed off into the fall, which is good, because if you don't like it, and I can tell you down by what you said, and I agree with you, because of the taxation out the wazoo that people don't understand, then I think people need to contact their senators and their senators and really say, listen, I mean, what does this do to us here? Hey, I'm here. You're representing me. What is this going to do to us? All these other hidden things in this bill that people don't realize you're going to have to pay for.
It seems to be a consumption bill in a way, but it's not buying new clothes or anything. It's like electricity, gas, transportation. Isn't it sort of something like that? We don't really know a heck of a lot about it, but what we do know so far, it's pretty harmful to business. And a lot of companies will go to overseas or go to Mexico or South America or something because of the restrictions that this bill is going to put on them, for the global warming, which is just another, the Earth has been going through all kinds of changes throughout centuries, and it always corrects itself. It's not, our emissions and hairspray. And then you've got the Chinese and India putting out billows, just huge amounts of smoke. And they're saying, that we can do something. This is not man's problem. This is just the earth, and God takes care of these things. really, Kate, it is. It's just a bunch of nonsense for them to have more control over everybody.
Right.
And this can't pass. We cannot let it pass. As far as the health care bill, we have so many unemployed, and I'm on Medicare, actually. I like Medicare. It's great. Mm. But when you have 300 people on Medicare, you got to wait in line, And it's not personalized Medicare anymore. But I think we have to just kind of accept that we do have people without work. Maybe if you take the head, the head of the family, and then multiply by four, the community, you may have 40 million that need health care. And so, no, we don't like it. We want our own little special deal, but I don't think we can afford that for this country. But as far as this cap and trade, we can do something about that.
Yeah, I agree with that. The climate control bill, Jared, thanks. The climate control bill, because you said a bunch of things in there. The climate control bill, basically, there are a couple of things, and you hit on some of them. There's the concern about the industry, what happens going overseas. And then you brought up the idea that India and China and what they pump into the air, and of course, what we're not going to export the stuff that come in from those countries, and then you kill that export-import industry, and of course, the idea of the house where you have to go around with the infrared and check all the houses and make sure that they're energy efficient and the water pressure, and people are going to have to spend thousands of dollars to meet some of those requirements depending on when they kick in. And there are some nightmarish things that will absolutely squeeze the middle class, and not just a couple of thousand. It's going to cost you more than that. Vincent is listening to us in the great state or the great city of St. Louis. Hey, Vincent, how are you? Vincent, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind, man?
Well, I was just calling. I've been on hold for just a little bit, but I was just thinking about the hot dog eating contest. And you'd asked, you know, how much she ate in the couple previous years, or 90 or 06 or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard it on the Glenn Beck show. I think that he ate, what was it, or 68 hot dogs and buns.
I know. Isn't that crazy? How many do you think you could eat in 10 minutes if you're being sincere?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm only 5'6", and I could probably maybe eat 10.
I don't know how he does it. There's an art to doing it. They say you drink some water before. And
you soak the buns in water.
Yeah. And it's just crazy, though, to watch them do it. It's televised now on ESPN. It's a big deal, competitive eating. And they make some good cash if they win enough of these events and have endorsements and things.
That's what I'm curious about. And how are they such thin guys? I mean, if you can actually pull all that into your stomach, where does it all go? I mean, I'm sure I know where it all goes, but how is it that they can train their stomachs to do that, and how do they stay so fit?
Yeah, I don't know that.
You have to train for that.
They have to train for that. You know the woman that's the competitive eater that does pretty well? Gosh, I can't think of her name now. I want to say she's the Black Widow. They call her the Black Widow. And she's so, so thin. I mean, she probably weighs 110 pounds. And she told me that she works out a lot she doesn't eat too much. She doesn't eat that kind of amounts of food when she's not competing. And it's about just getting yourself in shape and getting yourself in shape for the competition and whatever the particular food thing is that you're going to eat. And that sometimes there's competitions some of them can't compete in. Like Joey Chestnut is better at hot dogs than jalapenos or something.
Right. To be honest, I've actually seen something on this because, I don't know if I can say MTV, but MTV has done a following of these guys, and they saturate their stomachs with water and lettuce just to fill space. So I think that's part of the training.
Wow, this is crazy.
It's definitely exorbitant, and I would like to think that they can make some money from it, because why else would they be doing it? I mean, it has made them sort of celebrities from just stuffing their faces with hot dogs. But it really is.
Strange.
I mean, there's that other guy that paints his face. I mean, these guys train half a year for it.
Yeah. Oh no. And it's become so big. There is definitely a circuit. And you're right. Look at they've got MTV covering them, and they have ESPN, and you had Glenn Beck talking about them. Yeah, they've got big.
They're all sponsored. They're almost wearing like they're in a bicycle race, like they wear sponsored T-shirts and whatnot.
Yeah. Boy, a long ways from those pie-eating contests, 50 years ago that people used to have at the state fairs that they probably still have, but now you have a serious, serious sport that you're talking about where you're talking about big, big, big money for some of them. Vincent, thanks for the call. You chill. Stay chill, okay? Appreciate the call. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. As usual, we're talking about all kinds of different things, including Joey Chestnut. You heard us mentioning there. If you missed part of that conversation, every 4th of July they do it at Coney Island, and it's a big deal. Nathan's Hot Dog sponsors it now. Maybe you caught a slither of that. Or maybe you were at the movies checking out the Dawn of the Dinosaurs, the Ice Age movie that was out, and it ended up making $42.5 million. Wow. Actually tied with Transformers, that has just blown up all the records. Hang with us, Dungeon next, and some of your phone calls, 800-259-5791.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
What in worried about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Coming up, we're going to head to the inbox in just a few minutes. Thanks to everybody who emailed me. You can always shoot me an email day or night, as I like to say, americatonight.net. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on, of course, America Tonight. Time for the dungeon. Oh, there's a lot of people we could shove in the dungeon, but let's do it to a former mayor of D.C. Now actually a Washington councilman, Mayor Barry, has been arrested again. Happened on July 4th. The U.S. Park Police picked up Barry, charged him with misdemeanor stalking. About 8:45. Anacostia Park. A Washington woman flagged down a park cop on patrol and pointed to Barry, who was in another car. The woman said he was stalking her. He was taken into custody, processed, released. He's got to make a court appearance for the charge. Date hasn't been set yet. Very famous for his run-ins with the law. Some of the others included a federal sting op, remember, in 1990. Yeah, that's when he was mayor. That was a famous one. He was caught smoking crack cocaine in a hotel room. He was then, even though that happened, he was reelected in 94 to a 4-year term as mayor in a big political comeback. He was arrested in 2002 when traces of marijuana and cocaine were found in his car after he was stopped in Buzzard Point. That's Southwest D.C. They didn't file any charges. He claimed the drugs were planted. And in 2006, the police stopped him for driving too slowly, and he accused the cops of simply targeting him. He's been on probation since 2005 for not filing or paying income taxes for several years. I think it's time that the former D.C. mayor, Marion Barry, spend some time in the ATN dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ah. Yeah, mayor, what were you thinking? Or councilman, former mayor. Matt, isn't it crazy that this guy, in his political career, despite all the things that happened, I mean, you just heard what I went through, his different run-ins, he manages to find his way back in the public eye, and hey, they voted him in again and again.
It seems like he's got nine lives, you know, he keeps getting in trouble, but then keeps getting, I don't know, back on the good graces of the people of D.C.
Yeah, they like him somehow, whatever it is, whatever he must do. Somehow, you're right, they like him and they elect him again and again.
If you can get reelected after getting arrested for, and they have you on video too, smoking crack, then you're almost bulletproof.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, that was crazy. Like I said, that video still will surface as one of the all-time biggest blunders of someone in politics, the way they were able to nail him. And that was so long ago. And yet, hey, people were willing to forgive him and forget about it, I guess. But weird things keep coming up about him. And a lot of them, sadly, had to do with drugs. And you think of the drug situation in D.C., and here he was, the mayor of D.C., they nailed him cold. They had him on that tape, no question about it. All right, let's head to our inbox here on ATN.
You have mail, mistress.
Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of mail, and thank you to everybody who sent me some things over the holiday weekend. Obviously, you had a little bit of time on your hands. Maybe you were waiting for the fireworks. I know how that is. Sometimes you get stuck at, you get stuck in those long lines. And you have an iPhone, and so you're jumping on your iPhone. Dennis McMahon emails us all the time, and he's so interesting, smart guy, sends us a lot of different funny things, too. And Dennis says in this email, other 2012 candidates have the freedom that no government job does not allow. Romney is one example. This gives her the operational freedom. That's what he's saying, because I was talking about Palin and what gives with Palin and her resignation. And of course, that is the big burning question. You can guarantee that she'll show up somewhere on the radar in these next couple of weeks. Then he also says Sarah Pack was doing fundraising last week before this event. She's running. The GOP needs a formal parliamentary style government type leader of the opposition to dog this administration daily, like done in other political systems. So the thought is that's what he's thinking. That's exactly what she'll try to do. Boy, in her own party, though, Dennis, I would say she's sunk her ship with so many people. Okay, here's one from, let's see here. Here's one from Jake, and Jake says, "Hey, Kate, I was thinking about you over the weekend. I noticed on AmericaTonight.net you posted some of your favorite quotations. Thanks for that. I didn't realize some that Dwight D. Eisenhower had said that really caught your attention, and I thought it was pretty clever." All right, you can go to the website, and I did post them there, and you can see some of them that I listed, including some from good old Dwight, former president, of course, and he did have some good freedom comments, and I guess that's what I was particularly drawn to. Here's one from Michael. Michael says, "Hey, Kate, I love it when you say your show is a favorite for those with ADD, and you always say, doesn't everybody have a little bit of ADD? I think it is so true. Even if somebody is very focused, at some point, at some moment, they're pulled in a couple of different directions, and I find in my business meetings, I can tell when someone has ADD. Ironically enough, they're usually the people I like the best. Love you. Thanks." Here's another one from Dino. Dino listening to us in Vermont. "Hey, Kate, I like it when you talk sports. I think that you should put more sports into the show. I know you always seem like you're apologizing and saying, hey, if you don't know sports, sorry, you missed our other segment. You don't have to do that. You're a cool chick. You know sports and you know politics. Keep doing what you're doing. Rock on." All right. So you can send us an email at americatonight.net about anything. Criticisms, guest suggestions, ideas, your mama's recipe for some good old-fashioned lasagna, whatever it is. It doesn't matter if you get my drift. You know, swine flu, probably, 6 weeks ago, was something that we were talking about a bunch on America Tonight. And, of course, everybody was talking about the swine flu, and it's sort of been off the radar. Of course, it is a pandemic, and it hasn't, quotes, gone away, especially when people of a little bit of a high profile come down with swine flu. The Harry Potter star, Rupert Grint, he is recovering from a mild case of the swine flu. He was, if you ever saw any of the Harry Potters, he was Ron Weasley, the best friend of Harry Potter's in the movies. And apparently he had to spend a couple of days away from the set because they're filming now. He's back on the set, but he had a case of the swine flu. And I think I talked about this on one of the shows maybe a week ago. At Wimbledon, there was a strain of the flu that they were concerned about because like 25 different people came down with the flu, and it was one of the strains they thought was swine flu. And can you imagine how disastrous that could be for all the different people that are in and out of those locker rooms and on those grounds of Wimbledon, any kind of a sporting event, but they're there for 2 weeks, could be pretty dangerous. I didn't mention this, speaking of sports and talking about things that are related to sports, I think a lot of you can relate to going to a baseball game, even if you're not a big fan of baseball. I bet you've been to at least one game or two in your life. And the All-Star Game, 80th All-Star Game. How about that? St. Louis. A lot of you were calling me from St. Louis. And, of course, St. Louis hosts the 80th All-Star Game. Albert Pujols would be a local favorite. He is going to be there, obviously. Tim Wakefield is also going to be there. Pujols, though, was the leading vote-getter in the balloting for the Midsummer Classic. It was announced just on Sunday by Major League Baseball. So the Cardinals' first baseman will get the start in his home ballpark. Pretty cool. And Wakefield made his first All-Star roster in his 17th season. A lot of Red Sox actually are going to be on the roster. So a tip of the cap to all of those boys who made it into the All-Star game in good old St. Louis. Coming up, boy, that'd be a fun one to see, I gotta tell you that. Shoot those emails, americatonight.net.